Shannon Sharpe was saying, he was talking to you about your career in high school where, you know, coaches used you to do the best thing that you could do, which was run, and maybe in college. And in some ways, maybe that slowed your development as a passing quarterback. Is that something you agree with?
I don't know necessarily that we were talking exactly about that. In high school, I mean, we ran, but we were just a spread offense. And in college, I mean, we did have some spread and some option involved, but we threw it a lot too. So we just did whatever. In both those places, we did whatever we could to take advantage of what the defense was giving us, you know, very similar to how we're doing it now.
Had you thrown more in high school and college, in your mind, would you be further along in your ability to pass?
Well, I think, I threw a lot in high school and in college. So, I felt like I got some good work in there.
What was your reaction yesterday when you found out that Kyle had been released?
Well, yeah, I just wish him the best of luck. I know he'll do a great job. He's done a great job everywhere he's been, and I know wherever he's going next, he'll do a great job there as well.
What if you have to face him? Because we're still waiting to find out exactly where he's going.
I guess we'll just have to get ready. So I'm sure he'll do a great job, though.
Tim, how much has third down kind of held his offense back recently?
Well, we just got to get better at it. We got to put ourselves in good situations and, to manage and be able to pick it up. And, we just got to play more consistent, on certain first and second down plays to be in good positions to execute on third down.
So do you think it's been too many third and longs? Is that the problem?
We've probably been in a few too many. Probably got to be a little bit more aggressive on third of them, on some third and longs, and overall just find a way to convert.
Tim, how different will this week against the Chargers be than the first time you faced them where you get thrust in at halftime?
Well, it'd be a little bit different, just more involved in the game plan. I obviously feel I'm pretty comfortable against them. Played against them 1.5 times, so it's the most I've played against any team. So that'll be fun. You feel like I'll be able to know them pretty well, and I'm sure they'll come out with a great game plan. They always do, and they've been a great team for a long time, and so I'm sure they're going to play us very difficult.
Tim, talk to me about the fourth quarter. What is it about that quarter and you?
I just think, I have so much support from my teammates and coaches and the fans that we just try to find a way to get it done. And this team is very resilient, and we keep believing for four quarters and try to find a way to get it done in the fourth quarter.
But all that is true the entire game, isn't it?
It is, but I think that's more crunch time. That's when you have to get it done. And, honestly, why you lift and why you do everything as much as you do is for the fourth quarter. And that's when it comes down to, you want to have an opportunity in the fourth quarter to win the game. And obviously we would like to, try to win some before that. But, I think a little bit of, how we want to do things is we want to control the ball, keep our defense off the field. And if we have to win it in the fourth quarter, obviously we would like to maybe get a bigger lead or some games. But just try to find a way to get it done. And, we are working and, trying to get better so we don't have to be in, quite that hard of circumstances all the time.
But does a bell go off in your head when you see the third quarter go down to 0-0-0? Is it like, okay, here we go?
I don't think it's a bell goes off. I think it's just, Coach Meyer always talked about it. Coach Fox talks about it. It's just, I think, as a team, you have to have, competitive excellence when, it's on the line and your number's called. Are you ready and willing to step up and make the plays? And, Lord willing, I think we got a lot of guys on this team that are.
If the scoreboard operator put a 4 on the board right when the opening kickoff started, would you feel more comfortable?
I just think it would be a little unique, but that's why you play four quarters, so you can just, obviously try to start out strong and play good throughout the game, but I think, fourth quarter is where it matters the most, and we just got to, find a way to start a little faster and continue to execute for 60 minutes.
How involved are you in the game plan personally from week to week?
Well, I try to sit in as many meetings, and I'm up here a lot and spend a lot of time up here. So, obviously before Wednesday comes around, I feel pretty comfortable leading up into our first day of practice on Wednesday with the game plan and just trying to understand it and be ready to come out here on Wednesday, feeling very good about it and hopefully ready to have a good day and execute it.
Tim, when you were inserted into the lineup, you guys are going on a stretch of 5 road games in 7 weeks, which in the NFL you don't have too many of those. It doesn't seem like. you guys been able to have the success you've had on the road? You're going for your fourth straight road win. That hasn't happened here for like 4 or 5 years.
Well, I think, you know, when you go on a road game, it's kind of your back's against the wall, and you kind of just lean on each other and play for each other and compete. And I think that's one thing that this team does very well, and you kind of rally around each other, and I think, you know, you kind of shows a little bit of this team's character, and just their, you know, resolve that they're not going to let, you know, going into another stadium, a hostile environment, affect them, affect who they are. I think if anything, it makes us play a little bit better.
Tim, it looks like Kyle's going to be a Chief in the division, so you're going to get to see him again. Now we know for sure.
Really, is that just announced?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's going to be a Chief. What's it like to have him still in the division?
Oh, well, good for him. You know, congratulations to him. And, you know, that'll be fun to play in the last game of the year.
You think he'd be able to give some secrets about your offense?
Obviously, he knows it pretty well. So, you know, he could probably give away a few things. But I think we'll be okay.
Tim, you got that experience against the Chargers game and a half, I guess. What do they do that's so tough? You're not been able to move the ball so well early on in those games.
But against the Chargers? Well, they're a very good team, very good defense, and you know, they have a lot of veterans, especially, you know, in the middle with Taquio Spikes and Diggs, and then, you know, have some big time players in the secondary with, you know, Weddle, Gregory, Kaysan, Jammer. So the guys make plays, and they've been together for a while, and you know, they're a very competitive group that, you know, feeds off each other and makes a lot of big plays.
Is it the kind of thing that the more you play against them, the more you might be willing to take some chances when you throw the football going at those guys?
I don't know if that's it. I think you just, you know, consistently get more comfortable. For me, I feel more comfortable, and it's about executing and, you know, converting on third down and moving the chains and ultimately trying to get in the end zone.
Tim, you know Urban Meyer about as well as anybody. There's rumor he may be headed to Ohio State. Do you think those rumors are true? You think he'll be their next head coach?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, whatever he decides to do, I'll be 100% behind him. But it'll be exciting, you know, to see what happens. And, you know, I know he just, more than anything, he wants to do right by his family and have their support in anything he does. And so that mostly when we've talked, it's been about that. And he just, you know, when he comes back, he's going to be a great coach. And I'm excited to see what happens.
Tim, working on a story with the Ballard Christian football team. They're undefeated, 2 wins away from the state. Their quarterback's name is Tebow. Is there room for 2 quarterbacks named Tebow in the Denver area?
Sure. You know, you don't hear of many Tebows, but good for him, and congratulations for him and his success, and, you know, that's awesome.
Last one, Mike.
What do the Tebow on Thanksgiving, is that big for the Tebows? What do you got planned?
Actually, it's all my family's going to see the rest of my family and having Thanksgiving somewhere else, so I'm all alone here. But no, that's how I want it. Just stay focused and, you know, try to work on San Diego. I have my 2 brothers here, so we'll have a turkey or something and hang out, and we'll be thankful. But we'll celebrate as a family later.
A Denny's
probably not a Denny's, but we'll have a good time. So
thanks, Tim.
All right, thank y'all. God bless.